Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda. Thanks for listening.
Do you have the Laughable app? I do. It's fantastic. I hear podcasts on it. For example, here's what I do. I get the Laughable app. It's free. I type in Ray DeVito. Then when he's on any podcast, and he thinks some of these podcasts, he thinks nobody's listening. But because I'm subscribed to his name, the podcast pops into my feed automatically. I'm not subscribing necessarily to a podcast. I'm subscribing to an artist, to a person, and wherever they go, I know. Go to laughable.com. You'll see everything right there, which leads us to today's guest, Ray DeVito.
Hello, guys.
How you doing, Ray?
Good. How are you two?
I was hanging out with Ray earlier. We saw some football.
Yeah.
And Ray is, the word's not upset. I wouldn't even say bothered. But he does find it interesting that he knows everything about sports. And I do mean everything. If you remember, we asked him quite in 1962 who was the third baseman because the first one had a cold. What kind of cold was it? And he knows all this stuff like a mental patient. So he'll start making predictions on who will win what game in football. And I start doing this because I'm in Nick Turner's fantasy football league. And I beat him in these. And it frustrates him. Am I right or wrong? Like, because I don't know anything.
Today, because I did it today. We'll see at the end of this week. But yes, you do amazing in those things. Like every week, like you show me and you win like eight out of like 12 games.
And Ray's like, I know who got traded for who. I know what stadium. I know the weather conditions. I know why they wouldn't
do
good.
I always thought that information would be helpful. It's very surprising that it just goes to nowhere. It's just... You would think knowing baseball.
Well, no, in football, it's the spread. Like, he's talking about the spread. Like, there's a reason why, like, let's say the Bengals are playing the Steelers and they're 5.5-point underdogs because it takes everything into consideration. So what the experts do is try to put it at a point where no matter what happens, it's 0-0. So anything can happen from there. So really, it is a crapshoot. Like, it really is a crapshoot when you're picking with the spread. Now, if you're just picking, there's no spread. Like, who do you think is going to win? Cincinnati at Pittsburgh. All right, Cincinnati's a shittier team. Pittsburgh's a better team. Steelers will probably win the game, but that's why there's the point thing. It puts it all into play.
Oh, my God. That's like someone describing poker to me, and I'm just like, do I bet now or not? Yeah. How much money do I have to put in?
And I still suck at it. Keith doesn't overthink it. He's just like, well, a Bengal's not that tough. A Steeler, that's a human being. They work at a steel mill.
If you had a Bengal Tiger coming up against a couple guys, and these guys have steel 2x4s, right?
Yes.
I mean, picture the damage. It'd be ridiculous. Ray DeVito, he's one of my pals. People ask me, Ray DeVito, he's one of your pals. Why? And I can't give an answer, but...
Well, how do you like it now that you're a big drinker, right?
Yeah, I'm a drinker. I've been known to drink a little bit.
Oh, let me let you know. You're a big drinker, and now Keith is not drinking at all. What's it like hanging out with him?
You know what? Because we were watching football today. I do know this about sober Keith. He's he's more quiet than he usually is. Like, I'm used to him, like, talking. And, like, now he's still, like, we still talk, and it's still fine. But it's, like, he's not, like... Every little thing excites him.
Is he? Does he still talk shit enough?
No, he doesn't talk as much shit. He doesn't talk shit. He's more like just a normal person, like in a regular person at a Starbucks you see in the afternoon.
So. Okay, don't look at him. Do you like him better this way or not?
I like him either way.
Gross.
I like him either. And I will say this: I was with him on his last night drinking, and I remember thinking, I've seen worse. It wasn't that bad.
It was 4 a.m. and you're not a big drinker.
Did you saw worse in the mirror or you saw worse from friends?
From friends. That's the worst I've ever seen you. I will say that. I've never seen you falling over like crazy.
Right.
But you were coherent. I've been with friends that were not coherent. Like, you were still answering questions and stuff.
Keith, what's the problem?
Ray would tell me. Ray would ask him, like, are you okay? And I'm like, I don't think so. And he's like, but you can talk fine. Stop faking. I'll go walking. And then I'd knock over 3 tables. He's like, no more walking.
Now, you and Keith are about the same size, and you had to carry him that night.
Yeah. I listened to the podcast when he was talking about it. He's like, yeah, Ray was helping me walk and then just quit and just left me on the lawn. I fell over. No, you son of a bitch. I fell over twice. Two of the times you fell over because you fell over. I was just, why you didn't hurt yourself is because I was underneath you when you fell. So
I think what, Ray goes to the gym. I don't know what kind of shitty gym this is, but they don't have a contraption where you carry a body and all of a sudden it flops to the left. This is odd to me. This is some gym.
Did he take you down hard?
He took me down twice. No, it wasn't hard. Like, after we went down the first time, it's like Jesus carrying the cross. I'm like, we're probably going to fall down again. Like, we went down once, like, the door's far away. And
it looked like the Last Temptation of Christ.
Yeah. Right?
Or the other one, the Passion of the Christ, where he's like, oh, it's going to keep happening, isn't it?
Did you get any bruises or any kind of pain?
No. You know what, though? Now I think back of it. You know what's surprising is how cool the bouncers were, because the first time he fell over, a shitload of glasses and a table fell over and a lot of shit broke. And this is Queens, where bouncers could be dicks in a second. Like, it doesn't take much. And the fact that they were just... They were cooler than what you would assume they would be, with broken glasses and stuff.
Do you think because it was the Mayweather-McGregor fight, and to get in it's $30, they let a lockout? They're like, it should be illegal what we're doing.
Yeah.
You know what I think it was? Because you snuck alcohol in. So they were like, dude, I don't know what's happening. I don't know what we served him, but
right.
You know, this is our responsibility until he gets out the door. Get him out the door. Forget the glasses. Don't worry.
Well, everyone paid all this money to see the fight, and nobody got knocked down in the fight. So at least Somebody got knocked down tonight.
This is why you have to stay till after the credits. You would have saw me knock down a couple tables and chairs and bottles.
Were you worried about Keith that night, leaving him in his apartment?
You know what? Because I felt, because I've heard the episode after. First of all, I want to say, I think it was Anne that was on here that was like giving me shit. But for the fact that I was trying to rush out, like, I'm like,
of the bar.
I'm like, come on, we got to go. And I'm like, we got to go now. And she's talking to the bartender, like, oh, I'm going to. And I'm like, no, we got to go now. Because they called an ambulance. So Anne, like, she goes, oh, I was talking about it. I was like, yeah, it's cool. Everything's fine. But I was like, yeah, they called an ambulance for Keith. They're like, no, leave him here. An ambulance is coming. I'm like, nah, those are expensive.
Like, let him die.
Yeah. Yeah, like we were sneaking in booze because we didn't have that much money. You can't afford an ambulance.
Well, Ray did the right thing. What are they going to do? Give me saline for $1,000?
Yeah, exactly. So,
well, it depends, because you happen to get out of this one. But sometimes when people are in that stage, they do dehydrate and die.
Well, take an Uber to the ambulance if you want. That saves you $3,000 right there. That's what Uber should say. Like, we'll take you to the hospital. So they call an ambulance, and Ann goes, oh, yeah, that explains why there was an ambulance outside.
Shit.
It's like, yeah, that was Keith's ambulance. We had to get the fuck out of there.
Did you just walk past an ambulance?
I don't remember. I didn't see the ambulance out there because I was too busy making sure he didn't fall over. So I was just trying to get him into Ann's car.
How did it go putting him in the apartment?
It was fine. Like, we didn't fall down after the bar.
Right.
We only fell down in the bar once we got outside and all this open space with no tables.
He could have driven home.
No, he couldn't have driven home. Okay. I knew something was up when there was no dogs in the place, but I did not know that him and Kat were separated. I had no idea.
Oh, what did you think was happening?
I didn't know. I thought maybe she was out of town. I don't know. And also, like,
she was out of town with the couch.
I did not. Well, I was not looking at your fucking furniture at the time. But like, once you got to your bed, I'm like, all right, he's just gonna pass out and he'll be all right. Yeah, I guess. I get, looking back at it, had I known Kat wasn't there, I would have offered for you to come to my apartment, and then you could have crashed there.
Yeah, that moldy carpeting scares me more than choking on my vomit.
All right.
But, well, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
But I appreciate it. Do you feel responsible? Because I only asked you to sneak in half a pint of vodka, not a whole pint.
I don't drink vodka, so I have no idea. I just saw the bottles of vodka, and one's like just the shot bottles. Right. I'm like, well, that's not going to be enough. And then the next one wasn't. It was a little bit bigger, and it was like, it was only like $12. I'm like, all right, that's, yeah. And that's what, I didn't realize I snuck in such a big bottle.
There's been a lot of guys around you who have, a lot of comics, a lot of people around you who've stopped drinking. Do you ever consider stopping to drink?
Or do you realize you're the one in common with all of us? Me, Jesse, you know, who do we all know? Ray DeVito. You know, so there's got to be something to it.
I've considered drink. I told Keith this before that I went to an AA meeting a few years ago, and I only went to one, and it wasn't my vibe. There was a dude that was like, he's sober like 2 years. He was on a bunch of drugs, and he's like, he was unemployed. He's been couch surfing, and everyone's like, yeah, he should be your sponsor. And I was like, no, he's
yeah, get out while you can.
Yeah, I was like,
that has to be the whole vibe.
I was like, I'll just stick with the booze. And
so Jesse Joyce, a friend of yours for over two decades, who swears by AA, has a lot of stories from AA, didn't convince you, and none of that counts, but you went to one AA meeting and decided it wasn't your vibe.
I've been to Jesse's place. He has five homeless guys on his couches. He goes, here are my sponsors. It's a mess. Don't get started.
Yeah, maybe I just went to a shitty meeting because everyone's like, oh, you guys probably hit it off real well. Like, everyone's like trying to set me up with this kid is right. My sponsor. And I'm like,
you need help and he needs a place to stay.
They heard about you.
He'll follow you around 24/7 if you stay at home.
Yeah, so that's what, maybe I went to a shitty meeting.
How many beers do you drink so that you can sleep at night? Literally.
Maybe not, five or six.
Five or six?
Yeah.
All right. Are you lying? You're acting like I'm your doctor.
Huh?
I think it's more than that.
I will say this. What's there? 7 days in a week. I probably average. I'd say I probably drink like 35 to 40 beers a week. Okay. Like, not every day I'll have six or seven.
So that's like a job, right?
Six or seven. No one's paying me to drink six or seven beers.
All right. Do you have trouble sleeping if you don't drink?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah, I do.
You've been having seizures?
I haven't had one in a while. I only get them when I'm stressed.
Okay. Do you think drinking has anything to do with it?
According to my doctor, yes.
Okay. But what are they? You know, I keep having horrible doctor stories. Kenda does too.
Who are these people with these medical degrees thinking they have all the answers?
Now we're supposed to trust them, right? But so when you're having, and what's scarier than that? Have you had a seizure on stage?
Oh, Jesus. I know where this is going. I know this story. Yes. One fucking time I was done with my set. I was just looking to see who I had to bring up next. And right. Then apparently had a seizure.
What does it look like when you have a seizure?
You just forget everything for a second.
And so are you just paused on stage? It just looks like you're not there for a second? Because you can have like sudden, not stage fright, but like you just, what I'm doing now, like you just forget everything for a second.
Yeah.
But then you move on. But could people tell you're having... Are you having a physical seizure?
Do they start laughing?
No, I did not have a physical seizure. Yeah, people were laughing because I just got done having a good set. So they thought I was like doing a bit or something.
What
so
did
they
the
were
bit
already
look
with
like?
Me.
Like what were you saying?
I was just like fumbling over words. Just like, okay, now I'm going to, hang on.
Wow. And what do you feel?
That I'm creating tension. is all that I felt. At that time.
Did you feel the seizure?
No. You just feel like, oh, I just had a brain fart.
That's how
it feels like a brain fart. And in my head, the brain fart lasted 15 seconds, but...
That's a long time.
I heard it on the thing. It lasted like a minute.
That's a longer time.
Wait, yeah. so for a minute you're going, let me hold on one second. And so... Like, how did you know that was a seizure?
I didn't think it was a seizure. I thought it was a panic attack. But because I record my sets on my phone, and when I went to go see a neurologist, I played it for her.
Oh, that's awesome.
And she's like, oh, yeah, that's a seizure. That's what they do.
Really?
Yeah,
what? Like, did you ask how you know by what you're saying?
She's like, yeah, if you forget that, they're called petite mal seizures.
What does that mean?
Petite means little.
Thank you.
Mall means bad, right?
Yeah, malls are usually bad.
Yeah, but petite mall, like it's grande mall is like the bad one.
Are you going to Starbucks for your doctor?
It turns out I had a soy latte seizure.
Did you have, are you in store for a venti?
That's when people put whipped cream on you.
So the doctor says it's drinking and you say, yeah, what else could it be? I need another answer. right? Like, if you know that's the problem.
Yeah, but I think it's more stress. I was having a crazy stressful day. That day fucking sucked. That day was just a shitty day.
What happened?
I had to host a show. The show was great. I had to host a show at the Stand at 8, and I've been doing this shitty job in the Bronx delivering medication, and the guy knows.
Just do some of that.
Everything you need is there.
Yeah, one of them has got to be labeled seizure.
Google's on your phone, and you have pharmacist shit in the back.
So, anywho.
Not funny.
I am responsible, and they hired me to be responsible. So, no, thank you. I would not do that.
So, I had to deliver this shit. But the guy, I'm supposed to only get like 5 things to deliver, and he gave me like 11. I was like, these all have to. I was like, dude, I got to be on stage at 8 o'clock, ready to host a show. And like a dummy, I fucking tried to do all the shit. So I'm up in Yonkers at like 7:20, knowing I got to be on stage.
So he's pushing you. He knows not to do it, but then sometimes you will do it. So he might as well take advantage, right? That's what he's thinking.
Yeah, that's what he did. Yeah, he.
What happens if you say, no, I can't do it? I'm off at 6.
I quit the job, and then the dude, every time I've quit, it's like, no, we'll make it more reasonable. And because I need money, I don't know. I hate the job. I'm going to eventually not do it. But in the meantime, I got to do something because I need some. But yeah, I'm not working past. I told him I'm not working past 4 o'clock no more.
Have you not?
Yeah, because I quit 2 weeks ago. And then he called and asked me to come back. So
did you ask for a raise?
No, I'm only working from. I'm only working 4 hours a day. I'm going from 11 to 3, and the most I come 4 o'clock, if I didn't deliver any shit.
I'll eat the drugs. People will die. Fuck them.
Yeah.
All right, that's good.
It's insane. So, yeah. But in the meantime, I got to find something else. I've been looking for some other shit to do. I got to do something.
And that's what have you been looking for?
I don't know. I was very lucky because I had that job at Mount Sinai, and that just happened to be a guy that would go to Sacapuntas at Bal Repoch Club. I wasn't even looking at a job. Dude's like, hey, you got a car? You got your afternoons free? Make some extra cash dropping off some medical supplies.
It was the same kind of job before this one and that one you enjoyed.
Yeah, because that guy's like, oh, you do comedy, and like, hey, you can, right. If you got to go out of town, you go out of town, whatever. And you just outsource your job to HealthX or whatever. You don't get paid for it, but whatever.
Are you going to be able to stop at 4 if this is giving you seizures?
Oh,
it has to.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm definitely not going.
Okay, so now you're not stressed out by that anymore. If you have a seizure, do we look at drinking? I don't want to sound like a preacher all of a sudden, but it is interesting that, of course, this poison isn't healthy.
All right, that's true. It's one day at a time.
Is that what they mean?
Maybe tomorrow.
He picked up something at those meetings, at that one meeting.
One day at a time. One day at a time.
You can't rush me today.
That's funny. I don't know, man. I got a lot of issues. I don't know. I do need some help. I don't know what the fuck is.
What kind of help?
I don't know. I mean, I don't have parents to talk to.
Neither do I.
They
what
both
else?
Died.
Yeah, me and Kendall wish we had an excuse. Yeah. Yours are legitimately dead.
Yeah, man, I don't know. I'm fucked up. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm fucked up. This isn't a competition. I'm not like I'm trying to be more fucked up or less fucked up.
What are you fucked up?
I just question everything. Like, what the fuck am I doing?
What would you ask your parents? I'm serious. What would you ask your parents? You said you can't have parents to talk to. Because, by the way, people our age don't talk to their parents because their parents are usually morons. But I understand that yours are dead and I can't just say that. What would you ask them?
I don't know. That's a good question because they wouldn't know shit. Like, you know, rest in peace, both of them. But yeah, you're right. They wouldn't know.
But I understand that when I'm in distress, I think mommy. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then I get sad because I can't talk to her.
Yeah, I think about it. If my parents were alive and I told them what time I'm like, they wouldn't know. You get what I'm saying? Because it's not a type of life.
But then, okay.
My life is not shit that they would be able to relate to anyway.
Like so. What?
Living.
Yeah, like living in New York City and doing comedy, traveling across the country from time to time to do comedy and stuff. Like, that's not stuff that they would understand.
But what would you say? Can you help me with this? Or I'm having trouble with this. Like, you said you had several problems. What other problems?
I don't know. I guess if I really got in a jam, I would just crash at their place and not pay rent and just do the road. That would help out. You know, that financially would work out.
Who's there now? Just go. Right?
Fuck it's not em. Their house anymore.
I see. So you don't, I felt this way also. Like, your parents get taken away from you, you have no net.
Exactly. Yeah, that's very true. That's very true.
I get that. How would you come to grips with that, though?
Oh, I've come to grips with it. It just it
sounds like it.
No, you haven't. You, first of all, you have. I don't think you've come to grips with it. And one thing I notice is if somebody will say, and by somebody I mean me, like, I saw my parents some time ago and I don't have to see them for a while because me and my dad can't. And Ray will be like, look, talk to your parents. You talk to them every chance you get. I'm like, Ray, I know maybe you're the wrong person to say because your parents are dead and you'd do anything to see them again. But, and he goes, no, it's not that at all. It's just, you should always see them. And why should I? Because you never know when they're going to die.
Okay.
I understand that. Like, Hennessy, my husband's parents are fucking cool. They will talk to you. You can say like, hey, I'm having trouble. I want to punch myself in the face. And they're like, let's talk about it. And I'm just like, what the fuck is this? You know? And so I'm having issues with my parents, you know, sometimes if Hennessy wants to give me advice, I'm like, you have not, like, you can't give me advice. Your parents are amazing. I can call them right now and go, hi, mommy and daddy. And they're like, hi, you know? So it like makes you feel a certain way.
Right. But yeah, my parents were not the smartest either. But yeah, I don't know. What do I know?
Is your roommate, Tim Diamond, is he upset that he can't make you feel bad about his dead dad because you have two and he can't use that card ever?
He
uses this. He's one of them. And I'm like, how you doing? He's like, my dad's dead. I'm like, you don't know this guy.
When we had, his brother was our roommate for 3 years, and he talked to his brother as much as he talked to any, like, he didn't even talk to his brother that much. He keeps to himself pretty much.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. I think you're going to be fine.
Thank you, buddy. I know we're going to be all right.
You just got to quit drinking. Understand that your parents are dead. Did you go to the funeral?
My parents' funeral?
Yeah. I don't know. Okay. Because like maybe you don't know. They say you have to see that. You have to see the body go into the ground. Just checking if you did.
Yeah. Okay. What do you say? That's what they say. That's what they do in like gangbanger movies when they just want to make sure the person's actually dead. They got to show up to...
Did you hide behind a tree or were you right up front?
I was there. Yeah.
Okay. Did you break down there?
It was not a fun day. Either one of them.
Right.
I'm sure. Yeah. I remember crying on both occasions.
Did they die together?
No.
How'd they, remind me again?
5 years apart, right?
I think 4 years apart. Mm. Yeah. My mom died cancer. Then my dad didn't take care. He went in for heart surgery and then a piece of plaque broke off. He went into a coma and then died the next day. Piece of plaque broke off in the artery that caused a stroke.
Was he hard to talk to after your mom died?
No. Actually, it's weird because my parents were like best friends. And I had just started doing comedy on the road full time. And I moved into, that's when I moved to New York for like a year or two. And then I was just doing the road full time. So I just moved back in with my dad. And I was never there. I was just on the road. But that's when I bonded with my dad more than I ever did.
Okay.
So in a weird way, those were the best 4 years I had with my dad but he didn't enjoy anything because all he did is every time he got a new grandchild, he's just like, it sucks your mom's not around to enjoy this.
I see.
That's harsh. Yeah. That's hard for your sisters to hear too, because they're celebrating a new life in their family, right?
Yeah. Like he felt bad about it. I do think if it was reverse, if my dad would have died first, I think my mom would have adjusted just fine.
Right.
My mom would have been like, look at all these grandbabies. This is awesome. Where my dad...
More for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Where my dad couldn't adjust quite the same because he felt guilty every time he had a good day.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. By the way, going back real quick, I saw my friend Tommy. We were watching UFC fighting and I told him that I quit drinking. And so he was a little surprised and then went, but nothing? Like you could have, can you have liquor? And then he offered me beer after, like, if you want, do you want? I'm like, yeah. And he goes, okay, if you want. I'm like, no.
Do you notice, like, now that you're not drinking, Keith, do you notice that you, and I don't know if this is true or not, do you hang out with only people who drink? And now you're like, oh, everyone drinks.
I only, you know, like I was saying on My Name is Keith, I only have a couple of close friends. I really like it that way. It's probably about 50-50, I suppose.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Have you hung out with somebody who doesn't drink yet?
Well, Adam doesn't drink now.
Right.
I've hung out with him, yeah.
Is it different?
No.
That's fun, right?
No, yeah.
Yeah.
He's still the same. The only thing I notice, he's obviously not as talkative about everything. It's just like, hey, look, there's a bird flying by, blah, blah, blah.
I like birds.
Let's talk about the bird.
There were just no birds today, right?
Yeah. But that's the only difference. But otherwise, like, he's still the same dude. We had a good time, like, shitting on commentators that are commenting on the NFL game and stuff. Like, but yeah, he's just not as talkative about everything.
Yeah. Do you miss it, or are you like, finally, he shut the fuck up?
No, it was fine. I was hanging out with him. I enjoyed hanging out with him. I still enjoy hanging out with him. It's fine. It sounds like he's pressuring me to sober up,
hey, you're only having seizures. Who cares? It's your life. It's your business. Enjoy it while you can. That's what I say.
Jesus. And I do need to eventually just knock it all off.
It's just sad to hear when I meet people now, apparently I'm not bringing the excitement. I got to come with a marching band.
No, kid, you're fine.
All right.
It's fine.
All right. That's what I was getting. I'm going to make him feel bad that I'm not exciting.
Are you doing this, Keith? Because it might sound weird to people, like, as soon as you stop drinking, all of a sudden everybody needs to stop.
Say that again.
Are you doing this thing where you're like, maybe you need to stop drinking?
No. But if you're having seizures, you should stop.
Okay.
Yeah, that is true. You know, there's plenty of reasons why I should stop.
Name them.
That he's told me multiple times he should stop.
Mm.
That's a reason.
The fact that I have gone to AA meetings before trying to stop could be just having to be some homeless guy wanted to be my sponsor, which I was like, hey, I think I'm doing a little better than my sponsor. I think.
Yeah, like Tommy, for example. Tommy, I wouldn't think needs to stop. You know,
but me. All right, I got some issues.
I saw this when we were watching football that, and I don't know if I noticed this before. It's a silly thing not to notice because they take up so much space. The Baltimore Ravens has a marching band, and I think they're the only team other than the Washington Redskins that have a marching band. When do they march? Who pays them? Who cares? You never watch football and there's a marching band?
Well, you said the
pro
Redskins.
Football.
And yeah. I knew the Redskins because they have that song, Hail to the Redskins.
Okay.
But I know no fucking Baltimore Ravens song.
Right.
And if you remember, all they did is hold up a sign that said third down whenever it was third down. It's like, thank God they're here for that because we would have no idea it was third down. Whenever it's a third down, they'd show them all holding up a third. Not playing instruments.
Right.
Not singing a song, just third down, everybody.
Yeah, and I assumed it was one of the players because they all had the number three. It was all the same, obviously given to them. Mm. They, you know, they're not into it.
I don't, the marching band thing gets cute though, right? Like I know on our forums, people started posting marching band things and people were creaming their pants over it.
Well, I don't know what channel you watch it on because I've never seen it.
Well, in college, it's a huge thing, but that's because they have bands in college.
Like, I see.
You know, like the Ohio State marching band, that's a big thing. They come out and dot the I and stuff and they have fight songs.
You know, sometimes you're watching a game and then halfway through you want to hear 1810 Overture, 1812, whatever year we're up to now.
Yeah, I don't get an NFL team having a marching band. I get high school and college because they're still kids, but we're adults now.
Right. Just give us chicks, right?
Yeah.
Throwing people up in the air. That's what we need. The other day, when I was watching football, I tried to order Papa John's. I typed in Papa John's in Google, and Domino's is the number one thing that pops up.
Wow, brilliant.
You know what? Fuck Papa John's, because we have one here in Astoria, and I try going there sometimes because like, oh, I'm go get a, and sometimes they're still supposed to be open, and they're like, we're closed, right. And they're just, I was like, no, you're. But then again, I always make this a point: if someone doesn't want to make food or sell me food,
don't.
Exactly, I'm not those people that insist on still getting food. Like
that's ridiculous. Yeah,
it's like, all right, you don't want to make me a pizza, get. I don't want to buy a pizza.
A Papa John's worker walked into McDonald's one day, asked for ice cream. They said the machine's broken. They're like, oh, that is a great idea.
The store's broken.
It's 6 p.m. and nothing works.
I feel like my corner bodega does that, where I have no idea when this dude closes, because I'll be there at 8 and it's closed. I'll be there at 9 and it's open. And I'm just, we just guess between 6 and 9, he might be closed.
Right. Keep your ears open. This is football. You're listening for Let's Fucking Go.
And Smith, he fires Steve, and that's going to be caught on the run by Kareem Hunt. Inside the 20, inside the 10, all the way for a Kansas City touchdown to tie the game. Let's fucking go! So a guy whose night could not have started.
How great is that? And then the announcer's going, anyway, for a night who's...
Who said that, though?
One of the players, just congratulating the other player.
And it's just the mic picked up?
So a guy whose night could not have started worse.
Let's fucking go. I love it
is because it's such a, it's supposed to be for families. These freight trains hitting each other, scrambling their brains, but not the cursing. That would be too much. I love that.
I like that he didn't make a big deal, because it's like you talk about sometimes newscasters, one of them curses and everyone on set just freaks out like, oh, obviously your ears are bleeding now and we apologize. And of course, we'll tuck you in at night nice and everyone gets a bonus night and everything's okay, right? Am I fired?
We're here in Times Square talking to drunk people. How is their New Year's going?
It's fucking going great.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm on classy assignment.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's what I should do. Because around New York, there's always like a reporter that's looking for, you know, on the street commentary. And I always avoid them because I'm always afraid they're going to ask like the dumbest questions. Like, you're so stupid. You can't even. I'm just like, why am I doing this? I'm just walking down the street. Always avoid them. But I should do that. I should get on mic. They're live. And I'm like, this is fucking great. I'm so fucking CBS is my favorite fucking channel.
I think taxes are bullshit. Great question, shitbag.
Yeah, they have the nerve to like, there's so much traffic here. And on the days there's like super traffic and people are on the way to work, they have them lower their window and go, this is a lot of traffic, isn't it? What do you think about this? Oh, I'm thrilled. Thank you for asking. Right. Your news station is really going to win a lot of points by getting me to say how mad I am on my commute.
Excuse me, sir. How do you enjoy, is the traffic throwing you today?
A cunt.
Thank you.
It's always hilarious, too, that like whenever something horrible happens, like in a house or apartment, like someone murdered someone, and then they're always like, yeah, it was always a weird dude. Yeah, we saw him kill someone last week. So we know that that's what he does, is kills people. So not too surprised.
7 people have died after a gunman opened fire at a house party in Texas. He was watching the Dallas Cowboys game. The police officer arrived on the scene just after 8 p.m. in a suburb north of Dallas. He saw bodies on the ground and the suspect shot at him. The officer exchanged fire with gunmen and fatally wounded him. The police officer was not injured. One witness said she heard between 30 and 40 shots fired around 8 p.m. local time. Police found 7 bodies inside the house.
Doesn't that mean he reloaded?
The homeowners, a couple, have sought a divorce in July. The relationship between the suspect and the victims is not clear. The Cowboys beat the Giants 19-3.
Who sets a 1 bullet shot, 2 bullet shots, 25 bullet shots, 20?
Well, 30 or 40. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. I mean,
football gets people excited.
It does get people excited.
Yeah. What a horrible shot. If he had 30 to 40 and only killed 7 people, that's...
I imagine after the first 3 people died, you got running people and it's harder to shoot.
You're mad at your wife as is, right? I mean, you get furious. She didn't want you to have friends over, order Papa John's. She doesn't even like that stuff. They come over anyway. You get Papa John's. They start arguing. And then guess what? Carrie Underwood comes on TV. Ask me if I'm ready for Monday night. And I go, you know what, honey? I am. You start spraying. That's it. A woman ended a Tinder date by the ambulance or the police were called because she got stuck in a window. Here's what happened. She went to a guy's house. She takes a shit. Women hate that. You know, we got to pretend they don't. So she took the shit out of the toilet and threw it out the window. The shit got caught inside the window. There's like a little ledge where everything really connects.
Does she know how to flush?
So she
might go easier. Does she think it smells less outside the window?
So she said, well, it could have been an animal. So she goes, look, I got to tell this guy. So he helps her go out the window and get the shit somehow.
This is on a first Tinder date.
First Tinder date.
All right. It's gone better than some of mine. I've had worse.
She's able to somehow collect the shit.
No, just leave. You put shit in my window. Don't worry about it. I'm going to take care of it.
This is where they got the expression, get your shit together.
Right.
That's exactly where it comes from.
So then, long story short, she gets stuck and they have to call professionals to get her out of the window. Now, how all this information makes the paper, I don't know. I locked myself in. He tried to, you know, who knows? Make up a story. Why do you have to tell the cops shit was involved? And so then
they just go, I'm shit out of luck. Just in or out. I don't give a shit.
Despite the messy first date, they plan to meet up again, supposedly. The guy says, we did go and meet for a drink to discuss setting up a crowdfunder to pay for all the...
What? These two belong together.
The damage that happened with this window.
Someone took a shit in your toilet, decided that was too weird, and the better response would be to take the shit out of the toilet, throw it out the window, then tell you about it, then you guys clean it up together.
This is how they discover soulmates, right here. These, like, soulmates I don't believe in, but this sounds like, if you're cool with this, it's like... Oh, you also got your shit out of the toilet? Yeah, I also don't like flushing it.
I went for a poo in the toilet, she said, trying to get money to replace this window that they had to take out for $357. I reached into the toilet bowl, wrapped it in tissue paper, and threw it out the window. The poop didn't make it out the window at all.
You don't even know how to throw shit out the window.
The bundle instead fell inside a wide gap between the window's two panes.
These two people cannot be good in bed. They just cannot. These decisions that, I mean, you had a minute to make a decision. When you're having sex, you're, excuse me, you're just making decisions. They gotta suck.
The windows open from the top, and Smith's date, an amateur gymnast, they add, got a boost, then went upside down into the gap from above, grasping for her turd. Her rescue mission was a success. She handed the bundle back to the guy.
Yes!
No!
I like these two. You know what? They're starting to grow on me.
But then she asked him to pull her back in, and he couldn't. After trying for 15 minutes, he called the fire department. She was rescued after an additional 15 minutes, but firefighters had to destroy the window. We did go and meet for a drink to discuss setting up the crowdfunder. He says, she's a lovely girl. I'm not sure what's going to happen. I'm really busy with my dissertation at the moment. But I'd certainly be open to seeing her again.
Did you make up the dissertation part?
No. That's his excuse. Oh, I'm real busy right now. I wasn't busy to fuck her the first night, but to see each other again, I'm kind of too busy. I just remembered the dissertation. I just signed up for college. And I've never been to college before, so I got to get books and stuff.
He's writing his dissertation. He needs her help on the crowdfunding.
He's never been to college. He's never shit in a toilet before. It's a lot of firsts.
Are you on Tinder still?
Yeah, I'm on Tinder.
How'd it go? How's it going?
I don't do it too often, but I meet up with a few peoples.
How does does the conversation go? Like, how do you start it?
I'll say hello.
She'll say I'm hungry.
Let's go. That's
do you just say hello?
Yeah, I'll meet, like I said, like as Keith knows, I'll meet for I haven't been on Tinder in a while, but I'll just meet for coffee because I've been roped in a few times where it was that one girl. It was just that one time where the girl's like, hey, I'm hungry. And then like,
he fed one girl. He can't get over it.
Well, it was so rude.
I had a couple of drinks. She had a couple of drinks. And then and I put down $40 out of.
Oh, please. I paid for my own abortion twice.
No, it's
get over this date.
It's fine. It's fine. There was like a $50 bill. I put down $40 just to like meet her. And she's like, oh, I guess I got to go find an ATM. And I'm like, yeah, it's New York City. There's one 15 feet away, I'm sure.
Just Venmo me.
Yeah, so it's fine. It was just that one time. But I don't fuck around with Tinder too much.
It's only been one time that you don't find yourself being the guy you have to pay for these dates and it adds up?
And when I first used to do it, it was always like girls getting free dinners. And I would do that for a while. But after a while, I was like, all right, this is...
Who gets free dinners?
The girls on the...
Why do they... Oh, they get dinners from you.
Yeah.
Right.
And then after a few of them, I'm like, all right, well, we got to stop this.
Right.
And like the one girl, I tried purposely just to meet her for a drink, and she still fucking got a dinner and was like.
Yeah, so it's been more than one. They look at Tinder like a menu.
Yeah, yeah.
Who do I want to feed me today?
Yeah.
So where do you go now?
I haven't been. You know what? The last two girls I have sex with are both the girls that live in the apartment below me.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Smart. What,
the roommates?
Yeah. And the one girl just moved back to Germany. So Perfect. She's gone.
How do you work out the roommate situation?
How do I work it out with them? Well, I haven't got laid in, geez, like 6-7 months from Laura. And it was also weird too, because like the time we hooked up, she was, I knew her boyfriend, and so yeah, we just split up, and it's like, oh, all right. And then that's when we hooked up. And then like a few weeks later, it's like, oh, he's back. It's like, all right. And he was a cool dude. He's a friend of mine, but it's like, it made it more weird.
How old are they?
Like 25. And that made it more weird to hang out with him. Kind of like, oh, you were gone for a while, and I was having, like, I didn't say that, but it's like, right. You're like, oh. And then he moved to Germany with her.
Oh, that's good.
So good for them. I'm happy for them. She just wanted to make sure that he was better at sex than me. And it turns out, apparently he is.
Are you having sex with the other roommate now?
No, no, no. That's a girl that I really liked. And that's one that hurt because I thought she liked me also. And then I would see her, like, I'd be sitting at Snowdonia and I'd see her, like, walking back to her apartment with other dudes. And I'm like, huh, that's...
What did you like about her? Me.
I don't know. I just liked, I don't know. She was pretty. She was cool. And then I thought like that would be a girlfriend. And apparently it was not. Mm. And I got to see all
of
them.
Is she a comic also?
No, no.
What does she do?
She's a teacher. She teaches Spanish in like 7th grade or something. Mm. And I would just see her walk with the dude. She was her gentleman friends. And
do you ever text her to see if she'll lie? Like, what are you up to? Oh, I'm at the museum by myself.
Yeah, no, it's we're still friends. I see her, I say hello and stuff, but yeah, I'm not. I know she's not into me like that, so it's whatever. So,
are you into anyone else now?
No, I have no. I'm too busy having seizures. I got a lot of shit on my plate right now. I got a lot of stuff to work out in my own world.
So you're not really focused on.
Yeah, I haven't focused on that.
You ever catch any of your roommates masturbating?
That's happened once.
Oh my God, how would you even, did you know this already? Or is this just a thing that happens?
I didn't know.
That's funny.
Yeah, no, it was a running joke. We would joke about it all the time. Do you remember Mike Stork?
Let's say I do.
He lives in Baltimore now. He's a comic, but it's back when Jesse was also my roommate. And it's when Stork had just moved in. He just fucking moved in. And I go to leave the apartment. And then I come back because I forgot something and the door's bolted. Like, right. No one ever bolts our doors. Like, the thing, I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, just put a sock on the knob. I know what you're doing.
Yeah, but this is the front door.
Right.
He's got his own fucking bedroom. This is the weird thing. And I'm like, what the hell's a bolt? But the lock, the key can also do the bolt. You just got to turn it twice.
Okay.
So I'm like, that's weird that it was bolted, but oh no, he's brand new here. So I go to, open it all the way, and I just hear, oh shit, wait a minute. Now I definitely want to come in the apartment. Right. Like, now I definitely want to see. So I open it up, and he's got, and this is back when there was like DVD players in the living room. He's in the fucking living room, not his bedroom. He's got the DVD on pause of porno, and he's not even like just like in his shorts or something. He's fucking butt naked, just naked in the living room. He just moved in that day. Wow. This is how he. So I'm like, dude, what are you doing? And I'm sorry. Hey, if I'm masturbating in my bedroom and you walk in and you see me,
it's on you.
Shame on you. Yeah, I was like, but dude, the fucking living room. I'm gonna laugh. I'm sorry.
Funny is he doesn't even. First of all, I would take the TV and throw it against the wall. I'd be so nervous.
It's my TV, so I'm glad he didn't do that. But it's my TV.
My point is, he could turn the TV off. He puts it on pause later.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
it is funny that he found the pause button before the off button. Yeah.
Wait. Pause. But who
this
gets
is the good part?
Who gets completely fucking naked?
It was a him day. I deserved it. Moving in is tough.
Oh, yeah, you just moved in. Is that how you did on your first day?
Yeah, but it was my place only. Big difference.
Did you know it? Like, did you? see anything, or was he already halfway?
I saw him butt naked, like running to
his
bedroom.
Was he holding his dick?
No, I just saw him naked. I just saw naked him run into his bed, which is not my bedroom.
I'm glad we were clear on that.
But I saw him running down the hallway. Meanwhile, there's naked people on pause.
An orgy of DVDs on the floor, yeah. Of tapes.
Just the fact that it's on pause.
You should have sat down on the couch and unpaused and start masturbating. Fuck them. Try to get your spot again.
Yeah, it's like, come here, get in here. We'll do this together.
Yeah, roomies.
When you leave after that, do you say, you never know when I'm coming back? I forget things.
And he goes, you never know when I'm coming back.
Oh, dude, we're comics. I immediately started making fun of him. And then I immediately had to tell Jesse. And Jesse also had started making fun of him. And all our friends were making fun of him.
And then we never let him cook dinner.
And he lives in Baltimore now. He immediately moved to Baltimore. So maybe it affected him.
I hear he's getting ready to transfer to Germany. Is that true? In China, there's an app for your phone that you can use to share a sex doll. Recently, we talked about these sex dolls that supposedly are lifelike. But now you can, and they're very expensive, of course. Now you can rent one for the equivalent of $45 for 24 hours.
I would get that. So cheap.
That's disgusting.
And really?
Yes. And you take out, like you work the pussy, and then you take out the pussy, and that's the end of that. And you give the rest of the sex doll back, and they put a new bottom.
For real?
Yes.
Yep.
That's amazing.
Yeah, you know, they're definitely only using the box hand, I'm so sure. Not the rest of the doll. Right. And doing things they would never do to a human being. This is our poll, and this is gross.
You know what?
Oh, because of the sharing thing. Okay.
Yes, Henda. Because of the sharing thing, the entire point of the whole story, that is what makes it gross.
But can you disinfect it? Because you can't disinfect another human who might have just got off somebody else and came to your apartment.
If I took my dick and just dragged it all over a countertop, and then you saw me use Fantastic and disinfect it, would you then touch it?
Your Fantastic dick.
Would you touch the Fantastic countertop?
Is that the poll?
Sure.
Oh, the Fantastic countertop? Yeah, that's clean.
Yeah. Only because you put your dick on it. Otherwise, right. I wasn't going to touch it.
Someone's dick has been on the counter and somebody Fantastics it, and that's fine.
All right. Well, we got our poll about this fucking sex doll.
You can disinfect it. Like, I've had vibrators and I use it, and then you switch partners, you're still using that vibrator and you sometimes incorporate it in shit. You disinfect that shit.
By the way,
you could put it in some of them you could put in the dishwasher.
That's a little weird.
Maybe you put the whole doll in the dishwasher.
Somehow that's where it crosses the line. It's more like the dishwasher.
You stick it next to the forks and spoons. Yeah. Andrea Allen, how are you?
I'm doing great. Hello. I don't want to touch Hemda anymore.
Right. You don't know what's going on with countertops and silverware, but I don't want to see Ray rubbing his dick on something and then sprays it down and then, you know, puts a hamburger on it. Would you, Andrea, share a sex doll with a stranger?
No, that's crazy.
Of course it's crazy.
Also, like, the putting their dick in it is the best case scenario.
Right.
You know, what if they're shitting in it? Like,
those are just windows.
Yeah.
Those are just windows.
That's the minimum possibility here. And there is endless weird shit people do. Bleeding, pissing. Mm. It's not, I mean, if you can... I don't know.
And how do you think they clean it? Like, they really care about your safety. I've been to, fairly recently, I was at Kennywood, the big Pittsburgh theme park, and they have a 3D ride. And they give you these glasses that are obviously just worn by somebody, and there's fingerprints all, it's disgusting. Mm-hmm. What do you think they're doing with this sex doll? Ruining their profits? They don't care. They slap a little Windex on it and they give it back.
It's also like, if you need a sex doll so badly that you're renting one and you know other people are using it, who are your co-users, you know?
You're right. I would get my own.
Nice people.
Yeah. I don't even think that the sex dolls are that expensive. I think we saw that they were like $2,000. You get a whole set. Cars are more expensive.
Yeah, get on a payment plan. You don't need to do this yourself. Yeah.
$45 a month can get you that doll right quick.
Who's doing this sex? Just the internet in my hand, and I'm fine.
Well, good for you. That's nice.
Like, I would never share a sex doll with Ray, you know, and I've seen Ray naked. Like, it's just no.
Is Andrea the one that got away?
They all got away.
They ran away, sort of.
It's like, oh, the one that ran away.
That's how. Yeah, they all got away. Even the sex dolls got away. They
would you? What's the freakiest thing you've ever fucked? Have you these pussy sleeves they have? You ever mess with any of that stuff?
No, no, I never. No, I
the, you're not adventurous like that, right?
Yeah, the weirdest place I put my dick. I don't
my own hand.
In my hand.
Yeah, I don't know.
You ever hear of the stranger? You put your dick in somebody else's hand. It feels like someone else is doing it. You ever hear that one?
No, I'm sure. I'm in. Let's do it. I know all everyone in this room, so we need to find a real stranger. And
I understand the sharing the sex doll. I get why that's gross. But would you get a real sex doll? Like, if you had... No, if someone gave it to you as a gift, I pose this question to everyone. Someone gave you a sex doll as a gift. Are you fucking it?
I gotta see what a sex doll looks like. Are they just the things that people do at bachelor parties where it's just blow up?
No.
Now, supposedly, they're honest to God robots with half a personality.
And they can learn what you like, and you can, like, really have sex with it.
And they're fucked up looking, though. They're not normal looking. Like, I wouldn't... They're disproportionate. I mean, maybe that's a plus, but they're, like, fake. They don't look like real humans, I don't think.
The face especially, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but all like, big lips okay, and like the way I see it is like, it's...
They look like a wax figure.
But you also have like these mounting things that you can have sex with. So it's like, it's a different vibrator or a different dildo to mount, you know, that has like this extra, you know, you can sort of feel like it's a human. It's just another toy. Would you use it if it was in your house? You just got it. It's brand new. It's free. It's in your house. In your bed.
I would say this. I would do it if it was like Westworld, one of those characters, one of those robots from Westworld. Sure, I'd fuck one of those. Now, if it's like an inner tube in a swimming pool that you always see like at those pets, or like, no, I probably would not fuck an inner tube. Like, Andrea? That's what I picture.
If it was given to me as a gift, I would do it one time just to see.
To show your appreciation.
Right. Well, to see what it's like. Like, I'm curious, how do they calibrate the thrusting for the, is there a guy version?
For what?
I don't know.
Actually for a lot, because the guy version would be great. Like if there's a penis that lasts forever that's attached to a guy who doesn't...
I finally get to come.
Yeah.
Well, the guy version, he doesn't have a penis, but he just apologizes.
Oh,
I would come.
Yeah.
I would take the doll. On the back, I would make some kind of mark on it, like a scratch, and then I would send it back. Then order the exact same type of doll. And if I get the same doll back, I sue and I never fuck it, because that means they're not doing due diligence.
I see.
Yeah. Oh, you're testing
it's refurbished.
It.
Yeah. You don't like it.
I don't need refurbished. See, they take the bottom off and then just replace it. Andrea's absolutely right. The things people must do to these dolls where coming inside it is best case. People didn't rewind tapes and they sent it back to Blockbuster. You think they're going to treat this doll fine? No, it's a doll. It's not going to tell anybody. It's disgusting what people would do. Ugh, fucking ants are coming out of that.
Yeah, at a minimum.
Fucking answer coming out of that.
No way.
Yeah, well, Keith is waiting for the eels version.
I wonder if they have, like, they talk about it. I wonder if there's, like, a cherrier experience little, you know, feedback for the doll. Like, I don't know, man. If you rent the doll, we just put you in a box and then ship you to another country and take care of that way.
You're fucking the doll, but you didn't think you have to reprogram it. It's saying another dude's name.
Do you guys use toys with partners? Ray.
No, I never.
Never did?
No. Every time I've had sex with a girl, I'm always like surprised that it's happening. So I've never like been prepared. It's always like, oh, this is a lucky accident.
You don't have a boudoir?
When was the last time you had a relationship where you slept with someone more than 5 times?
More than 5 times?
Never. Keith's ex-wife.
Yeah, see, I don't want to. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I
am I right?
Yeah, probably. Probably. No, I take them. No, Mary, I've had sex with more than 5 times.
6 times.
Something like that. Yeah, it's in the 10 range.
Is Mary the woman who lives in your building?
Yeah, the girl that lives in the apartment below me.
The one who lives in Germany?
Mm-hmm.
I can't.
The German's roommate.
Germany's roommate. Mm-hmm. Mary's still there.
Catherine denied this, and I can't believe it's true. But what, after the two of you broke up, what did you say she tweeted out?
Oh, you actually asked her about that.
Well, now that they're getting a divorce, he can ask her whatever he wants.
No, I would like to. So after we broke up, and it was fine. Like, it was fine. We both broke up. It was cool. And then we went back to my place. We're watching a movie. We're just sitting on the couch. And I think it was something on Facebook or Twitter that she tagged me. And it's like, she's like,
that she tagged you?
Yeah. And it was something like easiest breakup. Like, and the fact that we were both cool with it. The fact that we were both like cool with it. It was something along those lines. Like, that's how you break up with someone. Like, basically complimenting both of us. But at the same time, it's like, all right, it's not supposed to be that easy. Like,
it's clearly easy for her. Yeah. I'm great. I assume you're great. Everything's great.
Yeah.
You shouldn't write something like that when you're using their Wi-Fi, right? Use your own Wi-Fi. Tell me how.
Yeah.
So, was it hard for you?
No, it was cool. We were both cool about it. And like I said, we went back to my place and watched a movie, but whatever it was. And I was like, whoa, why would you?
What went wrong? Like, cabinet doors open too much?
No, it was
Did more you notice that?
No, I think the big thing was just the fact that she was in Ireland and I was here, and there was no.
Yeah. Well, you didn't want it bad enough because Keith made it happen.
Yeah, he's a go-getter.
And look at that sweet payoff.
I gotta say,
as Andrea knows, if a girl walks away, I'd be like, you don't have to walk away, but I'm not gonna run after. Does that make sense?
Like what? What do you mean?
I'm not going to run after a girl to be like, yeah, come back. And it's like, yeah, if she doesn't want it, she doesn't.
Yeah, why try at anything in life? It seems like it's working out good for you.
That's why I haven't quit drinking. Totally. Why try? You, just go with it.
That's the only thing that you do go back for. Wait, don't leave.
People ask me, does it bother you that she was with Ray? And it didn't, because he was told to mail his sperm to another country. And I'm like, that's, you know, how real is that? Yeah. So, okay, they can have it. All right, Andrea, you're a human being. You can still work here. Thank you
so much.
Of course, you don't fuck that doll. Renting a doll.
I think you just did this with her to see, because someone ordered a sex doll here and just wanted to make sure she's not going to touch it.
Right.
And just wanted to make sure.
All right. Is everybody ready for your favorite segment? It's movie time. And these are the movies that I saw this weekend. Ready?
All right.
Do you go to the movies?
No, I haven't gone in forever. I haven't seen it yet.
You used to have a pass, right?
Yeah.
Is that gone?
Yeah, I don't have the pass anymore.
I saw the movie. I did see
Keith it. Might have an opening for people going to the movies with him.
It's only one pass that I get, kind of. Thank you.
He hated going to the movies with me.
Why?
Because I talked, I guess.
This really bothered Ray. I brought it up on My Name is Keith that you can hear when Ray was a guest. It was one of the end things. I know we only went to one movie. I believe it was Spider-Man. And we were in the back row, packed movie theater. And Ray, he's a funny guy. And Ray has funny opinions about movies. And Ray does not know how to control his volume. And he's a very loud gentleman. And it's opening day for Spider-Man. And he would not shut up.
Like what? Why did he go in there? Type thing?
Yeah, just any type of joke. I'm like, I guess it's funny, but they're taking it like it's Citizen Kane, you know?
Dude, that movie was fucking horrible, by the way. That Spider-Man, we saw the Andrew Garfunkel one or whatever.
It sounds like you let the whole movie theater know throughout.
It was the exact same Tobey Maguire. They have fucking 8,000 different Spider-Man comic books. You have 8,000 stories to choose from. They went with the exact same story that they did with Tobey Maguire's first one.
Do you agree?
Well, picture a packed theater, and Ray's going,
again? I wonder what that spider's gonna do.
It was such a bad movie. The fucking intern, you've been an intern before, at the whatever space thing, and they give her, like, all the access to go wherever she wants in, like, this high-tech area. It was the dumbest piece of shit movie.
Did you agree with that?
No, it was a great movie.
You really, it was the worst.
Did you tell him to shush or no?
Well, everybody loves Andrew Garfunkel, and when he's on stage... talking, you have to listen, you know.
Did you shush him or no?
No.
You didn't shush him?
Maybe. I don't know.
We also snuck
alcohol. Did he shush you?
I don't. We were also drinking, too. Tim was with us, too, right?
Did Tim shush you?
Tim never makes a noise. You can, like, set Tim on fire, and he won't.
Perfect movie companion.
Number one movie of the weekend is the movie It. I despised it, especially the ending when they go, you just watched It, Chapter 1. I'm like, you motherfuckers. Now I have to see it, and I hated it. I have to see part two.
Such a disease. You have such strange diseases.
It makes sense. So what am I going to do? Not see it?
Well, it's funny.
I'd love to have such fortitude.
You were able to give up booze, but not the sequel.
No, please. Especially now, I'm fragile.
I do want to see it. I do want to see it.
It's good. Number two movie, American Assassin. That is with Michael Keaton, who I love in everything.
He's good.
This, I can't explain why. So boring. So boring, and there's assassins.
Was that the first movie you saw sober?
No, Wind River was, which is fantastic.
Okay.
Which is fantastic. But this movie about assassins, and I don't know how to explain it. It makes me think of Total Recall, where the original was Schwarzenegger, I loved. Then they did a remake of it, and 5 minutes in, I'm like, this has no passion. Now, I'm not saying Schwarzenegger, Shakespeare, but there's some where I'm just watching an action movie, and sometimes there's just, I don't know, the way it's directed, there's nothing. There's nothing.
Like, you just think they saw an opportunity because the first one was so big, and they tried to, like, copy-paste with a few changes?
But the way it's directed, it's just boring. It's just, I'm not caring that you snapped a neck, and that's sad. That's too bad.
Michael Keaton's killing people in this?
Yes.
Can he still do that? Like, isn't he older now?
Nah, he shoots people sometimes. You know, there's no flipping around. There's another kid that's, you know, kind of the main character.
He just shows up and he's like, take care of that guy for me. Like,
yeah, that's what he does.
I'll just sit back here and be older. You go take care of him.
And I saw the movie Mother by Darren Aronofsky. And I know he gets a little artsy, right? He did Black Swan and Requiem for a Dream. But both those movies made sense. You know, in Black Swan, she's crazy. Requiem for a Dream, they're drug addicts. This movie, Mother, lowercase m, exclamation point. Right there, I should have known. Head for the hills.
He couldn't even construct a sentence. How is he going to construct a movie?
69% by critics, 41% by users. And the critics, at least what I saw.
That's bad for critics too, right?
69. At first, it was even. It's going down now. I think critics are being honest. It was very high. And they were loving this. And I seriously think that a lot of these movies that makes no sense. They see this and go, well, it had to make sense. Or I'm an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Darren Aronofsky.
I think that can't be true, but I finally think you're right.
I think it's absolutely true. They go, all right, Darren Aronofsky, he does things outside the box. He does things that are clever and not the norm. It must have been good, even though nothing about it makes sense. Here's a review I'm seeing.
Now, I didn't see this movie. I just thought in general, people don't do that. And it's just, if you say you know what it meant, then you do know and I missed something. But it turns out, no, people, when they miss something, they fill in their own blanks.
Mother is a mentally exhausting slog, says this review, that is likely to prompt walkouts. But those who stay and tough it out will be rewarded with a provocative, dark fairy tale that will challenge you weeks after the credits roll. I wish I read this ahead of time. Anytime.
It does make me want to see it.
See, that's ridiculous.
It does make me want to see it.
No, I know. It's bad that I want to see it because I'm like, I'll get it. I'm deep. Oh, I want to see if I get it and I'm deep. You know what I mean? Like,
The Sixth Sense didn't have me thinking about it for weeks. The Godfather didn't have me thinking about it for weeks. Mother is the
What got you thinking about it for weeks?
Nothing. I'm not a moron. It's a movie.
You can get affected.
Okay. Mother is the kind of movie that has you constantly questioning what it all means. Fuck off. Is this scene of disaster a metaphor for birthing pains? Is this story choice an allegory of the never-ending cycle of emotional abuse and control? Or is this character a commentary on creation and worship? Is it meant to be God? Maybe it's all those things, and maybe it's none of those things. Eat dicks constantly too much so you choke. This is stupid. What did they mean? They meant nothing and they tricked you.
Well, what was the movie about? Like, what can you even get this out of it?
Childbirth is all I got out of the review.
They're a couple. They're in this house. Then strangers come by. They're not nice house guests. They create trouble. Eventually, they leave. Next thing you know, he's a struggling artist. Well, he ends up finally finding the words to write down, and he has a cult following all of a sudden, and they all come into this house and cause chaos. but other, but that part seemed to make sense. There's this weird shit that makes no sense. And the article continues, while mother's sheer ambition seems to demand some deeper reading into it, you also can't help but feel that maybe it was only designed to be a cinematic spectacle. Aronofsky himself has said that if you pick at it too much, it doesn't quite make sense. Mm. That's the director and writer going,
so don't think about it too much.
Yeah, I hear people are thinking about it for weeks after. Could you not? Because it makes no sense. Keith's right.
That's like Mulholland Drive. That movie was so shitty. It made no, you just watch it and it's like, I don't, and so what's it mean? Oh, it's however you interpret it.
You know what? I felt like that with No Country for Old Men. Is that the name of it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I watch it and I'm like, I love bullshit, deep shit. Like, I will find the bullshit, deep shit things because I want to. But this, I was just like struggling the whole time. Things took longer than they need. This guy likes killing people. Did you get it? Did anyone get it?
It was a good movie, but you're right.
Why?
Because Daniel Day-Lewis is a fucking amazing actor. Like, he's a good... He was an asshole in the movie. I thought he was a dick. And him killing that dude for, like, no actual reason at
the end. So one person did their job and it's a good movie? Like, he's supposed to be a good actor.
He's a really good actor. I just thought he was great.
Well, first of all, Daniel Day-Lewis wasn't in that movie, so I'm sure he was fantastic. So
who was the guy? Maybe I'm thinking of the... What was No Country for Old Men?
No Country for Old Men is the guy in Mother, of all movies, walks around slowly killing people. That's what you're thinking of, the other pretentious one at the time, where he says, I drink your milkshake. That's the one you're thinking of.
Where he's like an old cowboy or something, and he killed. Okay, I forget. It won a bunch of awards.
Yes.
I thought that's what you're talking about. I'm an idiot. I'm not
this. I can't even tell you what happens in No Country for Old Men, except that he like... goes into various places, stares at people, and you're wondering if he's about to kill them or not. And sometimes he doesn't. Sometimes he doesn't. That's all I remember.
Oh, is that the dude that walks around like Tommy Lee Jones?
Tommy Lee Jones is in it. You're thinking There Will Be Blood.
That's what I'm thinking.
Oh my God, you're so good at this, Keith.
But that was.
I don't know if I should be this impressed because I'm so bad at it. But you can have all the credit.
No. We're talking movies. This is his fucking. This is right in his wheelhouse. It's like if you're talking to like the 1978 Mets, and I'm like,
he still gets the credit. It's still impressive.
It's still impressive.
Just so you know, you said nothing, and he said this is what you're thinking about.
Yeah, but. No Country for Old Men. I did like that movie.
No, you didn't. You don't even know what it is.
No, that's so when Tommy. Like that's three... when the guy goes around and kills everybody with that stupid like little gun thing, and then Tommy Lee Jones is like the sheriff, and he's like, "Is he too old for this job or not?"
Keith, I don't know. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. It's great. I liked it.
You did. What happens in the movie? Because you didn't describe anything just now. What happens in the movie?
There's a guy that goes around killing people. Mm-hmm. He doesn't use a gun or anything. He's got his own like makeshift little weapon going around. And I don't know why he's killing people. He's got...
That's irrelevant to the story.
It is irrelevant because it's all about Tommy Lee Jones. Is he being too old to be this cop? Because he's got to be on the case to get this dude. And it looks overwhelming. If I'm him, I'm like, this is a little out of my element. I'm going to probably die trying
to do
this.
What was overwhelming about it?
He's killing people.
Like so far, there's no plot line being told. Right. What was the plot? What's the point?
That this guy was too dangerous for this old man to go after and fucking calm everybody in this town down and do his job and get the guy. That's what I got out of the movie. Am I interpreting?
You?
I think it's pretentious bullshit. I don't think they had all the answers and they just let people make up shit in their own head. Then you start making shit up. Like maybe Daniel Day-Lewis and Tommy Lee Jones are the same person because you never see them together. Who knows? That's the beauty of Fuck Me.
That's what I took out of it. I thought it was a cop that was like, he's in a small town and it's just too much of a case. He's out of his element. Like,
what was too much about it though?
That guy was pretty dangerous. He's used
to
dealing
with a killer.
He's used to dealing
with killers.
But maybe a little lower level killer that isn't that great at killing people.
So he's not good at his job.
This guy's pretty fucking good. Yeah. So he wasn't good at his job. I think it's like at a point where he's like, fuck, I'm too old for this shit. And that's why it's No Country for Fucking Old Men. It's right there in the title. He's the old man where it's like he's out of his element. He's out of his element.
In what way?
Because he doesn't have the ability to stop this dude from killing all these people.
So he's not out of his element. He's just still working a job.
And he's not good at it. And he's got to fucking deal with it. And it's dangerous.
I don't know why I didn't like this movie. There's so much in it.
It's dangerous.
He's only good at people that kill 3-4 people.
Right.
But yeah, this guy's killing 8-9 people, and he's so old.
And he moves so fucking slowly. I don't know what Daniel Day, whoever the fuck, I don't know what is. Well, now he's in Mexico. Then go find him, or I don't know, nothing happens.
He's good at, like, a guy goes by, the speed limit's 35, mm-hmm. he's doing 48, I got a speeding gun, I got him, I'm gonna go pull the guy over and get him a ticket. If he gives me some lip, I'm gonna put him in handcuffs.
But he's not ready for a killer that flips coins.
He's not ready for a killer that does, like, weird things. He had that weird instrument that wasn't even a gun, it was like a weird thing.
He needs killers that have real guns and real instruments.
Yeah, this guy was kind of intimidating for him.
Well, anyway, let's focus on 2017. Okay. Mother should win a Razzie Award. And what I don't like about these Razzie Awards is that they give them to, like, Kim Kardashian when she does a movie. They're like, ha ha. No, take some of these real movies that cost millions to make and go, no, Mother didn't make any fucking sense. And Mother didn't have any point. And they're laughing at us. And it's not right. And I'm not saying arrest Darren Aronofsky, though it would please me. I'm saying give him those funny awards that you give because Halle Berry took her top off. You know what I mean?
I think they wouldn't do it. Why? Because they don't want to piss off actual, you know, quote, real actors, real directors.
Or they do it because they wouldn't do Mother because...
Because then it makes them not deep.
It makes them look stupid. Mm. There must have been something to it. There was the red carpet for this. Darren Aronofsky, I'm not joking, had people dress up in funeral attire. I wish I knew that before this movie came out.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, I was ready to die, but get out of town. 2 hours. I did 2 hours. And I don't know what's going on, and I don't care. You know those movies. You're like, I don't know what's happening, but that's on you.
You hate it so much at the end, you're just yelling for your mom.
Yes.
How did it end?
I call my mother.
you were right.
We get into that zone where we still miss our mothers. No, it was terrible. You know, don't give it to. I saw a movie come out. It's called Friend Request. And I guess this woman has no friends, I think. And then she becomes a ghost and kills everybody. Something like this. Kills the bullies.
Everybody who requests a friendship.
No, that's going to win a Razzie. No, that's going to be fun enough. Kids are dying. Who doesn't love kids dying? But you give this mother a Razzie. That's what you do. How can I make this movie more pretentious? Lowercase M exclamation point.
Only problem with that is the people that go to the Razzies probably didn't see Mother.
Right.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got to see dude. Yeah, well, so what's the point then? You're giving a Razzie to something we all saw?
Yeah, they're...
Then we all liked it, probably.
Yeah, they all go see Scary Movie 9. Yeah. People that...
Yeah, you know what they give? Razzie Awards. They give Razzies to... who's that chick in Saved by the Bell? She did that porn?
Showgirls or something?
Showgirls, okay. Yes. Or something. You know, right, you perv. Or something. Showgirls, 1993 or something.
Is that what you're talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. I assume that's what you're talking about.
Of course, that's what I'm talking about. And that gets a Razzie. Well, I came to that movie. And came. So that's not a joke movie. Mother, that's a joke movie.
Yeah, I remember it wasn't that bad of a movie, Showgirls.
That's right.
I didn't mind it.
Yes. I was surprised it wasn't up for best drama. The drama's like, can I come in this theater and not get arrested? That was the drama.
It was the movie that was on pause when Ray walked in on his roommate.
He's like, okay, I can respect that. But
oh, really? I have no idea. I don't know.
No, they give Razzies.
I like that you don't know, but I know.
Kevin Hart has put something out on his Instagram saying he is sorry that he is cheating on his wife. And more than once, it seems. He's saying, hey, look, I never said I'm perfect. That's part of, that's
I
always good.
I think you did say that to your wife. It's probably part of like what you said when you stood in front of everybody and they gave you gifts.
I'm at a place in my life where I feel like I have a target on my back. And because of that, I should make smart decisions. And recently, I didn't. You know, I'm not perfect. I'm not going to sit up here and say that I am or claim to be in any way, shape, or form. And I made a bad error in judgment and put myself in an environment where only bad things can happen, and they did. And in doing that, I know that I'm going to hurt the people closest to me, who I've talked to and apologized to, being my wife and my kids. And I just, you know, it's a shitty moment. It's a shitty moment when you know you're wrong and there's no excuses for your wrong behavior. At the end of the day, man, I just simply got to do better. But I'm not going to also allow a person to have financial gain off of my mistakes. And in this particular situation, that's what was attempted. I said I'd rather fess up to my mistakes.
Love it so far.
I'm at a place in my life where
And that's the thing with Instagram. It keeps repeating. So the wife can't get away from the message even if she wants to.
I love it. I think, I mean, other than like, I'm not perfect, that statement was a little like taking back, but he took responsibility. He didn't let someone bribe him. And I don't know. I think that's like one of the...
Yeah, might as well jump ahead of it. Like, yeah.
Well, so somebody was extorting him. They had video of it. The video did go up. It was taken down since.
And fuck that person. That's really fucked up, because not only did you do that act knowing, because Kevin Hart is, you know, famous enough. Like, so you know he's married and that's cool. It's not your problem. It's not your fault. Like, you're outside of their relationship. It's his responsibility. But to do that, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Him too. Like, what are you doing? You're putting your family at risk because this could happen to you.
She admits, the mistress, that she wanted to get paid for the sexually suggestive footage, saying the reason that he said he's given $25,000 for Hurricane Harvey and dared other celebrities to do so was to not have the exposure on him and his cheating. Quote, the real reason Kevin Hart orchestrated the Texas Hurricane Relief Fund, this so-called good deed, was done to get ahead, as he knew that this damaging footage was one click away from being exposed as the liar and cheater that he is.
Wow.
As if she wasn't there. What a piece of shit. Yeah. It's disgusting. He's married with children, two children. She's pregnant. This disgusts me that I fucked him in all different ways as an Instagram
model. Yeah, like she wasn't part of it. Like she wasn't part of that equation.
And
like,
by the way, I understand she's an Instagram model. Don't do your apology on Instagram, right? Stay off of that. Do it on Facebook. Footage then cuts, let's see, footage cuts to, okay, Hart apologized to his pregnant wife and family after refusing to pay off the woman who released footage to Hart and a woman getting cozy at a club. Footage then cuts to an image of an empty bed and the sound of mattress springs creaking and someone getting slapped. The video, which is just under 5 minutes long, is highly produced and features audio from Hart's appearances on radio shows.
Ew, bad production.
Dude, she set him up for this shit, yeah. Obviously.
At one point, it cuts to a bedroom scene where two people appear to be having sex on a bed, but it's unclear who they are. Afterwards, a man who looks like Hart is seen walking through the room. Law enforcement sources say the suspect contacted the star's reps. Well, you can't contact the reps. You got to reach him personally. And demanded up to $10 million to keep the footage under wraps. $10 million. Hart posted an apology on Instagram that we just heard. I got to do better, and I will. There was also, if you remember, some time ago, there's a picture of him with another woman in a car, and it was trending like he cheated or maybe he cheated. Mm-hmm. And so, so now that there's footage in a room, did this all happen in one night? And so it sounds like, hey, you know, I put myself in a situation, yeah, one on one with this. With this woman that's going to fuck me.
I get that, though. I kind of like that he said that, because he like admitted that the decision doesn't happen like, oh, shit, then I slept with her. The decision is to go back to this place. The decision is to start flirting, to let her touch your lap when you know if your wife wasn't there, that behavior wouldn't have happened. It seems innocent because she's not there and she touched my lap. I can't control someone touching my lap. Like that sort of thing. So he took responsibility before the sleeping with. You know what I mean? Right. Like I made these decisions that led me up to be in this position where I know if I'm in a hotel with this woman, I'm going to sleep with her. I shouldn't have even gone that far.
Not easy though. Do you get caught fucking somebody as your wife's pregnant?
Yeah.
And it's like, no, baby, don't think about yourself that way. You're beautiful. Oh, am I?
Yeah. Am I so beautiful?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? I think that happens all the time. I think like it happens a lot when they're pregnant. I think it's like, what happens is just a guess. The husband, you know, when something's like, okay, she's pregnant, so it's her morning sickness, it's her like going through things, it's her having your baby, and then it stresses you out without realizing it, because like, well, why would I be stressed out? She's the one that's having a baby. And so I don't think that's weird for that timing to happen.
I would like to think, and I'm not saying Kevin's not wrong, obviously, but that this woman, this extortionist, is run out of town.
Now, you know she's going to get famous. She's going to do a whole bunch of talk shows. You know, like, even without the $10 million, she still
wins in this.
Yeah.
She still wins. She gets more exposure.
And that's our fault. You know, and I'm not saying, like, us in this room, but us in this room also. That's our fault because we were talking about it. But he helped us do that, too, you know?
If this was the 90s, like, remember, like, when people would do, like, what's his name? Whoever that dude was, I got his penis cut off by some lady. Like, he was like he was doing like DVDs that were like you could buy them at 2 o'clock in the morning on TV. It's like, hey, party with the John Bobbitt, or you know.
But there's a big difference. He cheated. His wife cut off the dick. He becomes a celebrity. There's a difference in somebody extorting $10 million from you, and you know, she's an Instagram model, meaning she goes to all these clubs and whatnot. I wouldn't let this woman in my house now. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right, right.
At a party. You can't be trusted. Like, how is she? She will be, but how could she still be in the circle of fake people?
Actually, she should be in jail. I'm not joking. This is criminal behavior. A, extortion is literal. It's against the law. She should be in jail. Number two, can you record someone having sex in an intimate setting? Like, can you record that and then put it up online?
Oh, they did have sex? They definitely had sex?
Well, they definitely had sex or he wouldn't be apologizing.
She showed footage them in the bed.
Show footage of it? Yeah, she
uploaded
that
it.
That can't be legal.
That can't be legal. So now you're showing someone's nudity without their permission. So there's so much illegal shit. And I don't even think she was arrested.
Maybe LA's a one fuck city.
Again, like,
one person has to consent.
Again, it's not like it wouldn't be her fault if she just slept with him, but all this other shit.
Yeah.
That's illegal.
Her Instagram name is Here's Momo, and she writes, "The truth always comes to light," next to a picture of her.
Go fuck yourself. Oh, now you're a hero. Sorry.
By a big window with a bunch of light coming in.
Jesus.
Yeah, ew.
And this makes more sense than that Mother movie. It's like, oh,
you know
light.
What? She could sell DVDs. That's a sad thing. She could sell, like, if there's going to be some dudes that are going to look like, oh, wow, I'm sure she's attractive. I haven't seen her, but I'm sure she's hot. And
let's also not, like, I wouldn't take this completely off of Kevin. Like, your wife is pregnant. You know that you're having sex with someone and you know that you're famous. I'm not saying you know you'll be extorted, but, like, you know, you get a lot for being famous. That's positive. You kind of get the negative shit, too.
Right.
Yeah, but I think when you're cheating, obviously you're not thinking. You have a pregnant wife, like, you're cheating. So something's fucked up.
But never go. Don't go. Assuming let's say that the camera was covert. Never go to their place when you're cheating, especially if you're a celebrity. Mm.
My God, I didn't think of that.
You go to a hotel room that you either have set up or you surprise the hotel.
She's like, "No, come here. Stand right there. Right. Like, we're gonna have sex right there." And that's like, "No. That not that part of the bed. Right. Over here to the left a little bit."
I don't fuck you wherever you're trying to lead me.
Yeah. That's true.
Also, who's not going to talk about having sex with you when you're Kevin Hart?
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if you're I know what your name is. That's huge, you know? So who you, and this is also a public figure. So who's not going to, like, tell their friend? And then, like, how is that not going to happen?
I'll tell you what, I'll be watching Kevin Hart's next stand-up.
Right? He's got to talk about it. He's got to be in there.
What's the best thing Chris Rock ever did, right?
Like, just being honest, talking about the honest shit.
Bring the pain when he talks about cheating on his wife.
Yeah,
this is an album I'll be buying.
But there's some Instagram model tried doing the. She was dating some dude on the Cleveland Browns, and she was at a Cavs game, and she's like said this stuff like LeBron James flirting with me, like posted all this stuff, and LeBron James has got a wife and kids and all this, and like she put it all out there, and like she was famous in Cleveland, like on all the radio shows and stuff, like talking
for
like,
saying that he flirted with her.
Yeah, for being an Instagram model, and LeBron just was like, "Yeah, I said hello."
But that's ridiculous. Anyone can say that, you know. You can leave this room and say Chemda flirted with me the whole time.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, it's the way she implied. Oh, I think she said like he messaged her on Instagram also or something. I don't know, but it was a thing in Cleveland for a minute. It obviously he never had sex with her or did anything.
I mean, like, why is that obvious?
Well, because she probably would have said so.
Right.
And I forget who, but she's an Instagram model and she was dating a Cleveland Browns player. And the guy now actually plays for the Buffalo Bills, so he's not in Cleveland. But
what happens on Instagram that they make a living? I masturbate and there's ads in between. What happened? How do these models get cash?
I have no idea.
I think there's a lot of different ways, but the main thing is you create a brand. So if you have 30,000 followers and now you have an option to put a picture of you with, you know, whatever kind of vodka in your outfit, then that's an ad.
I don't know. Unless you sell like a plaster caster of Kevin Hart's penis. I don't see where you're getting all this money, but okay.
I don't get it. Apparently it works because there's a lot of like stupid Instagram models that's like, are famous for...
They sound really stupid. You guys don't even know how it works and they're making money and they're like, there are a lot of these stupid bitches just posting pictures. They figured it out. So maybe you're the dumb one.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have the answers. What do I know?
All right, there you go.
Let's end there. You guys are dumb.
Rebel Wilson, the actress, has been awarded $4.5 million Australian dollars. That's $3.6 million for normal people. In the Australian's biggest defamation charges, Women's Day, of all magazines, Women's Day defamed Wilson by branding her a serial liar who, quote, fabricated almost every aspect of her life. So this is a hard-hitting piece on comedian Rebel Wilson. The magazine published articles claiming Wilson lied about her name, age, and childhood so she could make it in Hollywood. As a result, she missed out on several prominent film roles and other opportunities in the wake of the success of Pitch Perfect 2. Okay. So they said she's a liar about her age and what happened in her childhood. And she went, you know what? I'm suing you for this. What does this even mean?
Good. Why don't you check your facts before you put shit out about me? And if you say that people reading your magazine and your magazine is important enough to put out and that you're putting out facts and that people should follow you, hello, check a fact. You're writing. It's not like you're speaking.
Yeah, and she won. I know she won, right?
She won. Yeah. So what kind of, but Woman's Day, that's what my mom reads. What kind of hard-hitting facts are you, does my mom want to read about Rebel Wilson being taken down? Who cares? Yeah, now you lost $4 million? That's crazy. Yeah. What did you get out of it? And by the way, when I hear one of these, and good for him, but when I hear one of these celebrities winning millions from a magazine for making shit up, where are the other celebrities? Look at any stupid magazine rack.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody's killing everybody, divorcing everybody, yeah. Cheating on everybody. Julia Roberts is dying on Thursday. This is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if it's just the people who want to put their money and time towards it, because you still have to hire lawyers.
Then you hire the lawyer. You're not putting your time into it. That's their job. And then,
well, maybe Rebel is like more, less busy than other people. Like maybe Jennifer Aniston is not. I don't know. You're right. I don't know why
she's not. Well, she's not working, apparently, so she's got a lot of time to like look into this.
Oh, yeah, and maybe like Jennifer Aniston doesn't lose work when...
Yes, Jennifer Aniston has to take time off, get a law degree.
No, I'm saying when they say bullshit about Jennifer Aniston, she probably doesn't lose work, but they said it about Rebel and she did.
I see.
Yeah, she's not in that much. I know her from Pitch Perfect and like a few other movies.
I have no idea which one she is.
She's the heavy set.
I think it's Woman's Day's fault.
Yeah. But she's like a character. She's like that character in every movie she plays. She's not bad. She's good at that character. Yeah. What are you going to do? Wait for Pitch Perfect 3?
I think that's out.
Yeah.
I'm not joking. Would have been better than Mother!
Yeah.
What an asshole.
That'd be hilarious if she loses her part in Pitch Perfect 3 because of what was in Women's Day. Like, you know, we read this article.
Yeah, we have to cancel you. It seems you lie about your age.
Yeah, just you. Everyone else can still be in it.
She's very funny in that movie.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, she plays her character. She's the same character in every movie.
Everyone's
but she plays
the same character in their movie because you get pigeonholed.
It's not fair.
It's just not is the thing.
Ray DeVito. The website is raydevito.net. It's a network of fun.
Thank you, buddy.
Right?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. The Twitter account is at Ray DeVito. He will be putting down the number of drinks he has per day.
Oh, Jesus.
And then be able to look back and see what's up. Like a little diary.
All right, man. I'm going to take it as a personal challenge to... not right now.
No. One day at a time.
How much do you work out every day? You run 5 miles, right?
Today I ran 4 miles and I did Stairmaster.
All right, Keith, you run 3 miles a day. He quits drinking every day. For every day that you go to the gym, he'll stop drinking.
Sounds great, Hamda. Thank you. All right, so you're going to keep drinking. Yeah, I see, and that's your choice. Ray, always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me. It was a lot of fun.
And apparently I'm not exciting anymore, but you don't mind hanging out with me nonetheless. And that's fun because you're fun.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
Thank you guys for sharing this and every episode. We love you.
KeithandTheGirl.com.